I was so excited about this episode, I had to make a video just to invite all the members of our Flipping Genius groups to join. So if you're here for the first time, hang tight. This is going to be good. I'm going to teach you how to make money, flippers.
Welcome to the Flipping Genius Podcast. Flipping Genius is all about buying and selling vehicles for a substantial profit. Now, you've probably seen those shows on TV about flipping real estate for big profits. Maybe you thought, hey, that'd be great. But maybe you don't have the money or the time. Well, cars can be flipped for a lot less money, and often the margins are even better. And I'm here to show you by example that you don't have to be a mechanical expert to make this an incredibly lucrative side hustle or even your full-time income source. I'm Randy Lee. I'm the host of Flipping Genius. I got into the car business about 11 years ago. And my business has grown from a side hustle to a successful used car dealership here in the great state of Alabama. Each week, we bring our podcast to you with the goal of sharing more ways of helping our listeners make money. Sometimes, I'll bring along expert guests and fellow flippers to add to what I bring to the table. And along the way, we'll share a system that has proven successful for over a decade. And as we present our methods, ideas, and systems during the show, we'll also provide opportunities for committed, consistent listeners to participate and share in our success by literally introducing these systems and strategies in their local markets. Our goal is simple. Let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's all become flipping geniuses. Hey, welcome to episode 30 of the Flipping Genius Podcast. I'm Randy Lee. I'm the host of Flipping Genius, and I'm excited about this week's episode because I'm certain it's going to help with the number one goal of the podcast, and that is to help you, the listener, make more money. If you listened to episode 29, when I talked to Rosie Gifford, you heard me mention that every time I turn on the microphone, I think, man, I'm giving away my best ideas. And that's really true. At least that's what I'm trying to do, because that is really the goal. See, I figure if what I share with you can make you more money, then you'll keep coming back, keep downloading, keep sharing, and the Flipping Genius Podcast and our network of ideas will, and therefore our audience and impact, will keep growing. And frankly, that's good for all of us. Today I'm going to share some things I've learned over the past few years that I believe can dramatically impact your flipping business. Whether you are new to this game or you're the head honcho of a mega dealership. Seriously. I'm going to share some strategies that have helped me grow my businesses and are going to be instrumental in our future growth. The beautiful things about these strategies and systems is that not only will they help you improve your future, they could impact your profitability right now.
Now, change is the only thing that we're guaranteed in life, I think. And fortunately for me, I'm good at it. But, you know, I look over my career, which has really included several careers, and even today, I'm involved in several different businesses. And I think of all the changes I've seen in not only how we sell things, but how we buy things, and you see it. You see it out there, and I talk about it a lot on the podcast. But it's important that you stay abreast of the changes that are in your marketplace. And, you know, since I've been involved in the car business, I've seen us go from where the, pretty much so the place where you went to was eBay or Craigslist. And Craigslist became dominant, and then Facebook kind of took over from Craigslist. Craigslist maybe gave up to Facebook. I'm not sure what was behind the scenes there, but those of you who have been doing this for a while know what I'm talking about, that we used to always use Craigslist, and now we use Facebook Marketplace quite a bit as far as selling our vehicles. Now, certainly there's some other tools out there that you can use to sell. But Facebook, over the past 4 or 5 years, I think, has really become the dominant place for selling used vehicles, especially, which is what I primarily talk about on The Flipping Genius and what I primarily deal with. And I did something pretty smart back, every now and then I do this, something smart, but I did something pretty smart back in, I think, 2014, as I saw Facebook groups were starting. And I thought, hey, here's an opportunity to kind of control the conversation a little bit. At the time, Craigslist was very strong, and I was using Craigslist a lot, and I don't think Facebook Marketplace was even a thing, but people were selling, there were selling groups on Facebook where people sold, bought and sold things, and you could make a car group. So I thought, hey, if I make a car group that focuses just on used cars, like I want to sell them in my neck of the woods, I'll be able to have a set audience, a place for us to communicate the vehicles that we sell and the vehicles we want to buy, too. And we started that, and I thought if I could get this thing up to 400 or 500 members, then we'd do really well with it. Well, one thing led to another, and the group started to grow. And one thing I was very particular about is how we managed the group. We made it definitely only about cars, and it was only about cars under $5,000 in this case, North Alabama and South Central Tennessee. And I had another group that was for cars between $5,000 and $10,000, and I made that only about that. If you posted a lawnmower, I deleted it. If you did it again, I deleted you. I was very, very strict. If you put a couch on there, I deleted you and your couch immediately and banned you from the future because I wanted the group to be very, very pure and clean. And by doing that and restricting membership to only people who were in our specific area, the groups grew and grew and grew. And today, the used cars under $5,000 group in Huntsville, Alabama, which is a Flipping Genius group, has, I believe, 26 or 27,000 members in it. And every day people join, every day people request to join, every day we block probably 30 or 40 potential people who are trying to join from other areas that don't have anything to do with our market. And this is a big thing for growth in the car business. Now, if you're not doing this yet, or if you're not involved in your own group for your own business, well, maybe it makes sense to not be. Maybe it's not what you're going to do. But it captured the marketplace for us, and it's something that I want to encourage you to get involved in. When I come back, I'm going to tell you how I can help you shortcut this. So here's a question. If you need some advertising, printing, or just have to go to the dentist, and it's going to cost $1,000, what would you rather do? Pay cash or trade $1,000 of your services? Now, most small business owners would rather trade in order to save the cash, but they find it difficult to find other businesses to trade with, or to trust, or to find what they need when they need it. Enter iTex, the nation's largest retail trade exchange. iTex has a marketplace of member companies that sell to and buy from each other using the iTex dollar instead of cash. Sell what you want, when you want, at the price you designate. They promote your business to other clients through their iTex directory and iTex mobile. As you make new sales in their marketplace, you earn iTex dollars. You can use those iTex dollars with other businesses in the iTex network whenever and with whomever you choose. Team Townley iTex is the local franchise of the iTex Trade Exchange. For more information about iTex or to get involved, call my friend Gene Townley at 251-980-1023 or just email me at flippingquestions
itexflipping@gmail.com, and I'll introduce you to Gene personally. I've been a member of iTex for many years. They have made a significant amount of income for me. I recommend them highly.
So before the break, we were talking about Facebook groups, and I want to talk to you about a way that we can help you shortcut that operation. But I want to talk a little bit more about why this can be such a great tool for you. It allows you to maintain the structure of your audience. I mean, you can create the group the way that you want it built. If you're selling, let's say you're selling classic vehicles, you're buying and flipping classic vehicles, you can make a group just for that. Let's say you sell them all over the United States, you can make the group that wide if you want to, or Canada. We have listeners all over the place, so I shouldn't just say the United States. Or let's say you are selling motorcycles. That's another group. The group can be structured the way you want your structure. I think it's very important to keep the structure fairly tight. One of my favorite podcasts by Pat Flynn, Pat constantly talks about the riches are in the niches. And I think it's important to know what market you're in. Now, if you have a broader market, you can make a broader market vehicle group. But I believe in zeroing in, say, $7,000 and under, or $7,000 to $20,000. But it's a structure that you create based on what your desire is. Maintain the purity of the membership. So if you are in Georgia and you only want members from Georgia, or if you're in Seattle, Washington, you're developing just the Seattle, Washington marketplace, you can make sure that people live there and only live there, and you're not getting people from Miami, Florida trying to buy vehicles from you, which you're going to get off of Marketplace. Marketplace is good, but this is one of the downfalls of selling on Marketplace. You're going to get all kind of responses from all over the place. And you know, some people think any response is a good response, but the fact is you only have so many hours in the day. The group will allow you to maintain that purity. And in the group, you get to create the identity that you desire. The appearance of the group can be the appearance you want. Not only is that the case, but also the content purity, the consistency and the descriptions that you require can be select to your group. You can say, I've got to have everybody give a full description, or you can say, just put a price on it. I don't care. Everybody puts a phone number or they don't. You can make the rules up as you wish. And this is very important because it will be appealing to the people who are in your group. Branding. Your group can be your branding, or you can use the group to make branding for your operation. Now, you can do this anywhere where you market, wherever you're doing this, and there's other tools. Facebook has been very strong for us, so that's what I'm talking about here. And it's important, I believe, to establish your brand, and we'll talk more about that in future episodes. I don't want to dwell on that too much, but that's another benefit of the Facebook group. You can utilize this platform. Once you build a group of 5,000 or 6,000 people, especially, you can use this platform for your messaging purposes, for directly advertising for what you have to sell or what you wish to buy or how you do business. It is your group. You control it. You can use the group to educate your group. And that can go a lot of different directions, whether you want to just educate them on how to buy a car. This is a place where you can actually post information like that and become thought of as an expert in that area, and people are going to come to you to buy vehicles, to sell vehicles. You can network in the group. Now, this is a crazy thing. I, you know, a lot of people think, Well, Randy, why do you do a podcast and tell everybody how to do your business? Well, I think it's genius, frankly, to invite my competition into my group and let them sell their vehicles alongside me. That is something that's going to drive traffic to my group because they know it is a group of substance, a place where vehicles are sold that are a good deal and that you can sell a vehicle there. And again, branding. You use this platform to get your brand in front of people so that they know this is where they go to get a good deal or to sell their vehicle. It is an information resource, not only for your purposes, but for the community. And if you welcome this, depending on you know, how you want people to use this platform, you have control over it. So you can say, nah, you're getting too carried away. And you can tell people that and ask them not to do it anymore. And then you can control who comes and who stays in the group. You can... You're building a resource for buyers and sellers. It's going to be the place to go. And one of the great things about Facebook is the transparency. And this, I've heard this over and over again. People like to buy from me on Facebook because they know who I am. They can see my profile and see who I am, what I'm about, and they feel comfortable when they come see me. And I like it because I can see who they are and I can see what they're about before they ever, you know, step on the lot and I ever shake their hand. It creates opportunity. When you are controlling the group, it creates opportunities to buy at a good price and to sell, of course, and to grow. It is a spectacular tool for growing your business. But now that I've told you all this, and maybe you're thinking, wow, it's really cool, but how do I start this? How do I grow it right? It sounds like a lot of work. Well, it was a lot of work when I first started it, but we've learned how to do Facebook groups right and how to make them successful. And our Huntsville groups are star groups, no doubt, and pretty happy about those. But we currently have Flipping Genius Facebook groups, used car groups, in 11 areas right now, and we are building rapidly, and we're looking for building partners. We're currently in Detroit, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Omaha, Nebraska, Pensacola, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, and Atlanta, Georgia, and we'll be opening groups soon in Baldwin County, Alabama, Toledo, Ohio, Madison, Wisconsin, and Salt Lake City, Utah. And there's more to follow as we continue to get requests from people to expand. We'll continue to build new groups. And what do we do for, well, we build the structure. I mean, this is the thing about, we're looking for folks to become building partners with us, and we take a lot of off the table, off your plate, and do a lot for you. And there's a reason for it. I mean, we get something out of it too, but we build the structure. We help you attract the membership, not only through techniques that we knew how to do online, but also just by our branding. We'll attract members because people are members, their brother's a member in the Huntsville group, and now they want to be a member in the Detroit group. And we basically will walk you through the way to success in Facebook groups through a Flipping Genius group. You benefit from our experience and our Flipping Genius name, and we benefit in the growth and expansion of the Flipping Genius brand. Of course, we've got to do it the right way, and that's why we want to be working hand in hand with you to make sure that things are done the right way, and we keep a familiar system throughout the country as we grow our groups. And speaking of systems, the big benefit, I think, beyond everything we've already talked about, is you're going to share in our systems. and our other growth methods that we will be introducing in the podcast. The audience of the podcast will hear them, but you're going to get to experience them firsthand and as one of our partners as we move forward. There'll be buying systems, there'll be marketing systems, and more. So if you're interested, you'd like to do the group thing, you don't want to do it all by yourself, and you'd like to be part of our team, please simply reach out to me via email at flippingquestions@gmail.com and tell me a bit about yourself. Tell me about your experience, your location, and what your goals are. If you're interested in one of the groups you're already in, fantastic. If you're in an area that we aren't in, that's fine too. Just let us know, and I will get back to you personally. Now, I got to take a break because I've been talking a lot. I got to get a drink of water. When we come back, I'm going to share another idea that can change your future starting today. Hey flippers, I've got to tell you about my favorite fine dining restaurant, probably anywhere, but certainly in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Treat yourselves to a night at Nick's Ristorante. Nick's offers the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and Northern Italian cuisine just like the old country. Seriously, this place is unlike any other. The atmosphere, the service, the desserts are all beyond compare. You will thank me. It is a wonderful place to spend an evening. Nick's Ristorante is now open with open seating Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Friday and Saturday, Nick's has two seatings, 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. for the foreseeable future. Due to the limitations of COVID-19, seating is limited to 50% capacity, so be sure to go to nicksrestaurante.com or call 256-489-8280 to arrange a reservation. Rest assured, the staff at Nick's takes all precautions while sanitizing even more than ever and maintains a consistent health score of 98% or above. Nick's Restaurante is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. Okay, we're back. I promised that I was going to share with you an idea that would change your life. Let me tell you, I found a way to eliminate competition, create my own marketplace, develop built-in referral networks and repeat customers, and duplicate my efforts. I'm serious. At the risk of losing the audience, I'm going to share some math with you. True story. I recently stayed at a Hampton Inn. This is not an advertisement for Hampton Inn, by the way. It's not. This is true. I stayed at a really nice Hampton Inn in Wisconsin. A beautiful. I remember they had beautiful, like, 12-foot ceilings in this place. It was really, really nice. The room rate was about $140 for the night, and my cost was about $23. Now, where am I going with this? Let me explain a little bit further. I have a product that I sell for $500, and my product cost me $82, including the cost of business acquisition. Come around to that later. So my cost in that product is about 16.4% of my sales price. So when I use that money to pay for the hotel room, my actual cost is just $23. It's $23 for a $140 room. I like that. But you're going to say, Randy, you're comparing apples to oranges. But I'm not. I'm really not. Those of you who listen regularly, who play golf with me, or just talk to me for more than 5 minutes have probably heard me pontificate about barter. Heck, by now, you know that iTex Barter and my friend Gene Townley are national sponsors of The Flipping Genius. But this is why. This is why. When you belong to a barter association, and iTex is the largest and strongest, this is what's possible. It really is. Now, let's go back to my original claim. I'll show you what I'm talking about. The first thing I said is I found a way to eliminate competition. Now, hey, if you are the only one selling a vehicle in your barter association, you are the only damn game in town. Now, I only sell a car on barter when I want to sell a car on barter, but I'll tell you this, it sells fast. And I said, I create my own marketplace. Well, if you're the only one selling the vehicle, you can pretty much call out your number. I mean, this is still America, and if you get too crazy, you'll be inviting that competition that you just so artfully eliminated by, you know, thinking outside the box. So you got to keep it reasonable, but you really create your own market price. I said that, what else was there? I said you develop a referral network and repeat buyers. Well, when you treat people right, they come back and they send reinforcements, right? Referrals, I mean. It's the same thing here. You know, where else are they going to go? If you're the only one who's willing to sell vehicles, they're going to come back to you. Now there are other people who, and of course, I'm telling you all how to do this. Again, I'm giving you all my good secrets. But that referral network is strong, and it's mighty, I'll tell you that. And I said duplicate my efforts. I duplicate my efforts. And what I mean by that is going back to that business acquisition cost. You know, you've heard me talk about Gene and Team Townley. And by this way, this is not an advertisement for iTex right now. They paid for their advertisement earlier. But you've heard me talk about Gene and Team Townley and that they'll hand deliver customers to you. And they really do. So I don't have any other marketing or acquisition costs when I'm working through them. They bring me the buyer. So that's why I say that $23 that I spend on that hotel room is it's not really apples and oranges. That's really how it works. So I hope I'm making that clear. I don't want to dwell on this too long because I know you have limited attention span, but the fact is this is a big money maker for me, as are the Facebook groups. So those are my two favorite money making success building ideas, and we'll be back next week. So thanks again for listening to the podcast, and please favorite us, subscribe, share, and come back often. Now, I want to thank our sponsors, again, Team Townley, Gene Townley, and his team at iTex. You can learn more about their operation and why I'm always bragging about them. And just go to teamtownley.itex.com. That's team, TownLey.itex, I-T-E-X, .com, and or click on their link at our website, and they have a real cool thing. They'll show you exactly how it works, and or send me questions. If you have questions about all this, send me questions at flippingquestions@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer them myself and introduce you to Gene personally. He's a great guy. He'll help you out. Speaking of great folks and amazing folks, Nick's at Nick's Restaurante is the best place to eat in Alabama. If you got to drive a couple hours, it's probably worth the trip. You can learn more about Nick's Restaurante on links from our website to their website. Just delicious food, amazing steaks, fantastic seafood, amazing Northern Italian cuisine, great stuff. And I want to also thank Jordan Cigar, Ideas to Identify, and Anchor. That's the easiest place to make a podcast. And remember, you can save 15% on your purchases at Advance Auto Parts. 15%, that's nothing to sneeze at. If you go to our website, flippinggenius.com with one G, and link to their website from our website, you can save 15% on your next online purchase at Advance Auto Parts. And by the way, they do pay me a little commission when you do that, so I greatly appreciate it, because you got to make some dough somewhere, right? So check them out if you're in your need auto parts anyway. These guys got great good prices, and another 15% off their regular low prices, anything that you buy online. And of course, there's links to all these guys on our website. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, stories to share, requests for future podcast subjects, or Future expansion locations for Flipping Genius groups, please send all of them to flippingquestions@gmail.com, and we will respond very promptly. And, oh, hey, watch the Flipping Genius Facebook used car groups this week, too. There's going to be a special survey questionnaire, and respondents will be greatly appreciated. And that just might be made a little swag for you. And if you aren't already a member, join the Flipping Genius Facebook used car group nearest you right away. And check us out on YouTube at the Flipping Genius channel on YouTube. We've got more videos coming there all the time. And man, till next time, let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's all become flipping geniuses. Man, it is summertime, and that means it's time to get the sticks out. When I say sticks, I mean not only my golf clubs, but also my cigars. When I'm playing golf, I love to smoke a good cigar, and there's no better cigar than a Jordan cigar. If you're a cigar smoker, you love a cigar smoker, and you want to buy a good quality cigar for a reasonable price, go to jordancigar.com, jordancigar.com. It's the finest cigars and furniture quality humidors all in one place. Even some super combo offers. Go to jordancigar.com, jordancigar.com. Tell them you heard about them on the Flipping Genius, and they'll give you 12% on your order if you order before the end of August. Nick's Ristorante is the premier fine dining establishment in the Valley. For 10 years, Nick's has been serving up award-winning steaks, certified Angus beef, beef that is among the top 6% of all beef produced in the United States. And if you seek true Northern Italian cuisine, then Nick's is the place for you. The recipes are third generation from the old country, as Nick's Nana DeMonte came over on the boat landing at Ellis Island. And Nick's Ristorante offers the freshest of seafood. Nick's offers mussels that come from Prince Edward Island, and their gargantuan crab legs come from the Bering Sea. And no one in the Valley can compare to that offering. They won't even try. And desserts, you won't even believe their desserts. In addition to the finest food and service in our area, Nick's Ristorante is simply an elegant experience beyond compare. Go to nicksrestorante.com or call 256-489-8280 to arrange a reservation. And of course, you can also find links to Nick's on the Flipping Genius site. Although the battle of COVID-19 is still on, Nick's Ristorante is now open. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are open seating, and Friday and Saturday, with two seatings of 5 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. for the foreseeable future based upon 50% capacity restrictions. Rest assured that the staff at Nick's takes all precautions while sanitizing even more than ever and maintains a consistent health score of 98% or above. You got to try this place. It is awesome. Nick's Ristorante is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. Professional name badges are the perfect way to represent your company or organization and provide an easy way to identify your staff. IdeasToIdentify.com manufactures beautiful, full-color, quality name badges that can include your custom logo. And they use magnetic attachment systems. They are manufactured right here in the United States at very competitive pricing. IdeasToIdentify.com can fill any size order in a timely fashion. They ship throughout the United States and will complete an order as small as one. To learn more, visit IdeasToIdentify.com. That's Ideas, the number two, identify.com.